This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. It started out as a mystery. How did a fully grown alligator wind up in a lake in the middle of a city park in a place called Harbor City on the outskirts of Los Angeles? Yesterday, police got some answers, and they found out that this alligator has a name. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has the latest on LA's gator caper.
Police arrested two men, including a former Los Angeles police officer, on felony charges for dumping what's believed to be a 6-foot, 150-pound alligator. Assistant Police Chief Jim McDonald says the gator was a pet that got too big for the pond where he was living in one of the suspects' backyards. McDonald says when they made the arrest, they found other creatures in the suburban habitat.
Three alligators, four piranha fish, one rattlesnake, three desert tortoises, six tortoise eggs, one scorpion, and six live marijuana plants.
It's illegal to own an endangered or exotic animal in California, but LA Animal Services Captain Wendell Bauer says there's an underground market for trafficking animals.
We found mountain lion in a garage that a lady brought in from Las Vegas. We've tigers in the bathroom. The crocodile or alligators or caimans, usually they're only 2 feet or less. Nothing as big as what's going on out here.
Despite the movies and urban myths of alligators and sewers, Bauer says he's never before heard of a rogue alligator in Los Angeles, thousands of miles away from the Everglades. Machado Lake actually seems like a nice little environment full of fish and vegetation, but the lake is in a city near a freeway across from a hospital and in the shadows of an oil refinery that's billowing smoke. The alligator said to be lurking here has created a sensation with hordes of reporters and star-struck gawkers. Jesse and Richie Vasquez, 14 and 10-year-old cousins, are trying to make a few bucks off the phenomenon.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
You're selling t-shirts, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
What do they say?
You will never catch me and nunca me encontrarán.
That's the Spanish version for you'll never catch me.
You think he speaks Spanish too?
I guess so.
To live in Harbor City, he better speak Spanish.
Well, some kids were throwing tortillas at him.
Yeah, so he's Mexican then.
That last woman we heard, Georgina Eaton, lives across the street, but people have come from as far as Wisconsin to see the gator, who has different nicknames.
Harbor Park Harry.
Carlitos.
Bob the L.A. Gator.
L.A. Gator?
L.A. Gator, correct.
But the guessing game ended after the police arrested the two suspects and questioned them about the gator, says City Councilwoman Janice Hahn.
He's got a name, Reggie.
Hahn worries that Reggie could be a danger to the public if he's not caught. Some fear he may make his way into a sewer drain. So far, the city has spent tens of thousands of dollars to try to catch Reggie. A professional wrangler from Colorado was being paid $800 a day and couldn't find him. Now, a team of experts from Gatorland Theme Park in Orlando, Florida, has been trolling the waters, trying to lure the alligator out with a raw chicken tied to the end of a pole.
He's got all the media in the world looking at him, and he won't come out from hiding. You know, he's a shy little gator all of a sudden.
Tim Williams, who calls himself the dean of alligator wrestlers, is waiting for the wind to die down.
If we can see him, then we jump on him. If he's in shallow enough water, we'll just, you know, jump on him.
So you just jump on him, and then what?
No, I didn't say I jumped on him. Matter of fact, if anybody's going to jump, it's going to be Flavio or Ronnie. Come here, Flavio.
Can you explain how do you catch an alligator?
Any way you can.
What are you going to use? What kind of equipment you have here?
My hands.
Your hands, that's it?
That's it.
You're gonna use your hands to capture this alligator.
That's probably the best way, yes. It's usually a sure thing.
If and when they do catch Reggie, the plan is for the fugitive alligator to go to the LA Zoo or out to Gatorland, where wranglers plan to make him a star. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And Mandalit has pictures from the search for the gator in Harbor City at our website, npr.org.